once I had a sweetheart I loved dearly. We planned the day that he would be my own. Another girl, she stole my darling from me. No, there ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone. There ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone. There ain't nobody gonna mourn for me too long. Won't you write these words upon my headstone? Ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone. I had a loving mother dear and daddy. They've gone to live where angels love to dwell. They found eternal life up there in heaven. Where I find my reward no one can tell. There ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone. There ain't nobody gonna mourn for me too long. Won't you write these words upon my headstone? There ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone. True to me, old copper, you're the only one that's never done me wrong. I'm weeping while I pat your head, old copper, for there ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone. There ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone. There ain't nobody gonna mourn for me too long. Won't you write these words upon my headstone? There ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone.
Well, welcome back to our very last segment of this edition of the Mike Care Radio program, What's Up America? As always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. My guest today is a great traditional and blue, traditional and contemporary bluegrass band, Pine Island Express. They're from Pembroke Pines, Florida, and we're so glad that they could be here today telling us all about this great traditional and contemporary bluegrass music that they play. Thanks to Gail, Ronnie, Dave, and Louise. We got the whole band here, and it's great, great music, and we thank them for the music, the songs. They're working on an album, which they'll be getting in the works, too. Keep an eye on for them. Check Facebook. Check their website. YouTube. That's some great videos. You want to see them, not in person, but at least see them on the flesh, sort of, I guess. I want to thank them, and I want to thank each and every one of our listeners for sharing my love and passion for what I do. If you've got any show ideas, suggestions, complaints, concerns, criticisms, you can email me at my website at MikeCara.com and call me or email me. If you'd like to be a tweet peep, you can. It's twitter.com/MikeKara73, twitter.com/MikeKara73. There you can find out behind the scenes looks of how shows are going and what shows will be done. Like I put this, say that I've recorded this show, then I'm going to say I edited it, then I'm going to say I'm editing it, then I'm going to say it's ready to be listened to. And again, if you want to be a surprise, you can. But if you'd like to know a little bit about it, what's going on as far as behind the scenes, and like I said, I only put what I record, so at least you'll know when I'm mentioning it that it'll be packaged, baby. It's just a matter of getting that underway. So again, my guests, band here, Pine Island Express, and guys, pleasure honor you could join me today. Thanks so much. Okay, and we mentioned about these, harmonies and different. And Dave, you mentioned that you have the different voices going there. So I mean, the harmonies are definitely a big part of it. Then,
yes, definitely, the harmonies are a big part of it. I think I mentioned earlier that when we first started, it started to revolve around the two female vocals. And then we would put a third male vocal in there. And then we started doing some quartet things. And, we try to work on our vocals pretty heavy and you know, try to get it as good as we can.
Oh, okay. And so, Louise, we were mentioning that you kind of mix a little bit of gospel, you know, a little different flavors in there. So, I mean, there's always a flexibility then when it comes to the music.
Yes, definitely. I mean, as far as playing instruments.
Yeah, as far as actually, you know, being able to play and different instruments at different times and all that.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, I think everybody can play a couple instruments in here. So, you know, Gail can play guitar and the bass, and Ronnie can play guitar and bass, and play guitar and mandolin. I think Dave plays everything he can pick up, he can play it.
We've used the dobro a lot lately, too. I don't know if you're familiar with the dobro.
No, why don't you tell us a little bit about it, Dave?
The dobro is a brand name, but it's a resophonic guitar, and it's those guitars that has a round metal cover on the front, and you play it with a round bar, and you play it on your lap style, or standing up with a strap, and that's a slide guitar, and they're used pretty much in bluegrass as well. So I switch back and forth from banjo to the dobro, probably 90% banjo and 10% dobro is what we use right now. And also, Louise plays the guitar on some things. We switch around a little bit.
Oh, so, you know, nothing is ever set in stone. So I guess, Gail, is there ever a situation, well, I guess you meant where there's two guitar playing, or are you always the solo guitar player?
You know what, actually, probably I'd say maybe 90% of the time I'm playing the rhythm guitar. We do have a couple of songs. In fact, I believe it was one of the ones that we sent to you, the Good Morning Country Rain song. Louise actually does the guitar on that. You know, I really don't even know how it came about. She started playing it, and we picked it up. We liked the song, and, you know, so most of the time I do play it, but Louise picks it up quite a lot, too.
Oh, okay. That definitely sounds good. So we want to, you know, talk, you know, about your presence, our audience to listen to these songs. And so as far as, like, there's some things on YouTube of you there. Are these videos that you've actually taken or other fans have taken? Or?
Yeah, I tell you, I think most of the things that we have on YouTube, we actually need to update them. I think maybe several other people have taken them for us. Maybe Dave's wife at one point had taken them. You know, we like to, if we go to a new place we've never been to before, we always sort of like to video it. So, we can have it in our memories as well.
Oh, okay. And now as far as websites, I guess whoever is the webmaster could tell us a little bit about the website. And you've got a lot of things there for people to check out.
Oh yeah, our website is done by Dave's wife. She helped put that together, Susan Stipe, and we try to get as much as we can about the band on that. And she has a wonderful eye for design, and so we're very happy with the website that she's made for us.
Oh, okay. And does you guys tweet, or you have a Twitter account, or?
No.
we have Facebook,
but no Twitter, right? None of us are into Twitter.
Oh, that's all right there. So I'm assuming then you have all of, you know, where you're going to be and all your gigs listed on your Facebook and website then?
Yeah, on the website, we have a calendar, which we're a little lax over the summer. And we got a little bit behind, but we've got that up to date. Ronnie and Gail have recently become grandparents, and we've had a lot of things going on this summer. And, of course, Ronnie and Gail are always together here, so when we practice. Louise and I are fortunate that our spouses really support what we do. And so they let us come out and do all the extra stuff, because it is time-consuming to do what we do, especially when we all have full-time jobs and, you know, it's just a lot of extra time. And thank them for being so good about
letting us take our time to do this.
Okay, and Ronnie, we're, you know, mentioning about, you know, about equipment and PA. So, I mean, you know, since you guys are mostly acoustic, is there a lot of amps or a lot of stuff that you have to drag along, or?
Well, what we do is we've got a 16-channel Allen and Heath board and a set of powered speakers, and each mic, each individual has a vocal and an instrument mic. None of the instruments have pickups in them, so we have to mic everything.
Oh, okay. So all the instruments, you know, have to be mic'd and just have to get them just right to get that perfect sound. Then can't be too far away, can't be too close. Then.
Right. Sometimes you use a mic that's specific for miking instruments, which gives you a little bit more leeway, but the biggest majority of the time, we all use the same Sennheiser mic, the 935s, and they do just a great job.
Oh, okay. So, and
things about working the mics where, you know, if you're taking a lead break, that player gets a little close to the mic, closer than he would doing backup. And then when you're doing backup, you'll back up a little bit. So it's called working the mics, where you just kind of get used to being in the right place for the volume that you need.
Okay, and Gail, I wanted to ask you, we were mentioning that you do, you know, traditional and contemporary bluegrass, but I mean, do you ever take non-bluegrass songs and make them into bluegrass, or?
Yeah, it's funny that you asked that, Mike. Actually, we won't tell you what we're working on because we're still working on it. But yes, we do that quite often. Actually, Louise and I, we both like Loretta Lynn, which is an old country singer that always been one of my favorites. And Dolly Parton, even Dolly Parton, we've taken quite a few of her things. And I tell you, we've even done some Sonny and Cher. Now, if you can make Sonny and Cher bluegrass, you got it going on. So we do. We take, you know, if we're playing a private party and somebody asks for something and we can put it into a bluegrass form with the instrumentation that we have, we do it.
Oh, so yeah, that's great. So you do get a lot of requests, Gail, for different songs that could be bluegrassified then?
Yeah, we grassify them. That's like, well, that's it. That's what we call it. We grassify it. Yeah, I don't know. We'll give you a little insight on what we're doing. We're working on a Johnny Cash song, and we're going to grassify him a little bit.
Oh, well, yeah, that definitely sounds good there. So that definitely sounds good. And is there any big gigs or, I mean, big shows that are coming up that should be aware of? Or?
We've got some private things coming out. We've got a wedding that we've got coming up, and not quite sure of all the logistics of it yet. And we've got our monthly festival coming up, and
we have a radio gardens coming up. Somebody could look on our website to check that out. I'm not sure what the dates are on the. We do a Flamingo Gardens thing, and so does the Dusty Road Rangers, who I think you did an interview with those guys.
Yeah.
A good bunch of guys. And they do that too. We kind of like, every 3 or 4 months we do the Flamingo, and we couldn't do it the last time that we were scheduled. So I think they took it over or something. And so we're scheduled maybe for this next month. Somebody can find out on our website about that. We don't have any festivals coming up in the next month or two.
We're going to be at Reynolds. We'll be at Reynolds it's September 6th, the first Sunday of the month. We'll be performing at Reynolds at the monthly SFBA festival.
Oh, okay. And so I guess I can ask you guys, because I was wondering if Orlando has a big bluegrass festival. I'm sure they probably do, and maybe you've already played it then.
Now, which one is that, Mike? I'm sorry.
Orlando, if there's a bluegrass festival there.
Well, I tell you what, there are a lot of festivals around. Anybody that's really looking for any bluegrass music, I tell you what, go right on the internet and look up bluegrass in that particular particular area. We haven't got up quite that area yet, but I tell you what, we would we'd be willing to come up there if we could get a job up that way. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah, that would definitely sound good. Okay, we really appreciate your time, and thanks for the music. I mean, do you guys have any plans of recording any sort of, we love the music here, but any sort of official album or anything? Or?
Yeah, actually, we do. We've been talking about it for a long time, and we're all really busy with our jobs, and so we don't want to just put something out to put it out. And we've started a couple of times and then put it down, but we're hoping that by Christmas we'll have a CD finished, something that we're really happy with. So that's our goal at the moment is to have it done by Christmas.
Oh, so yeah, we definitely look forward to that. And so we appreciate your time. Does anyone have any final thoughts or anything else you'd like to mention?
Actually, yeah, if I can put in a shameless plug for John Shriver and myself, we do a bluegrass jam at the Field Restaurant in Fort Lauderdale the third Sunday of every month. And if it interferes with the job that we have, we do a lot of private parties and things. If it interferes with that, then I have a substitute come in for me. But that's the Field Restaurant in Fort Lauderdale, third Sunday of every month. And also up your way, Ronnie and Gail have been to the Ocoee Jam
on Friday nights.
Yeah, have you been there?
No, yeah. Wow, that's cool. I don't know about it, though, yeah.
And then there's one.
And we also go to Casha.
Oh.
At the Casha Civic Center.
Okay.
Good people up in the area, a lot of good people. And I tell you what, if you do get a chance, Mike, any bluegrass festival that you're close, or any bluegrass people in general, they're one of the most welcoming crowds that I believe you'll ever come across. So if you do happen to be near a bluegrass festival, don't make yourself a stranger, even if you're at a beginning level. Pop on in there, and I tell you what, there's always somebody there to give a lending hand to somebody that's just starting out in this type of music. Just a good bunch of people.
Okay, that sounds great. And, you know, one final point, you were mentioning that, you know, you do travel all over the place. So I just wanted to let our audience know, if they're interested in booking you, what your exact range was. I guess if travel expenses are provided, it could be just about anywhere. Or do you have a certain range you just want to travel? Or?
Oh, we would travel anywhere, but because of our full-time job, it prohibits us from probably going out of Florida, unless it was something really special and really, you know, at a time when we could all travel. It's hard to, like, get schedules for us coordinated. Once we all retire, that'll change and we'll go anywhere. But for now, it's probably the state of Florida would probably be pretty much resolved to.
Oh, okay. That sounds great. My guests have been the Pine Island Express, and you've been listening to the Mike Caro radio program, What's Up America, and please catch us again next time.